Hello, everyone. Wherever you are, wherever you may be listening, Apple Podcast, Amazon Music, Amazon Alexa, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcast, welcome to another episode of Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. I was thinking about my career in corporate America, specifically about the way ideas are spread in an organization. And it often depends on where power and value reside. And I'm hoping this will help somebody. I think the best ideas we've never even heard of can finally emerge when we stop trying to do it alone and find others who support us. You see, there is nothing more valuable on earth than an original idea. Brilliant ideas, they light up a room, and they light us up. Ideas are what rupture the status quo and brighten the future. Some ideas are heard, but most are not. Sometimes it's engineering ignoring the designers, or marketing ignoring sales, because every organization has a group that's deemed less worthy of being heard. Young people are dismissed as inexperienced, and older people as out of touch. And almost always, commonly marginalized people, for example, the disabled or people of color, have their ideas marginalized too. At most tables, the person who's heard, well, you'll recognize these, the ones with the fanciest title, even if their ideas are last year's reruns, or the loudest and most alpha of leaders denying the value of the quiet. See, when you have power, it means that idea gets early encouragement. So your boss, your friends, whoever hear you, and they say something like, "That's so original," they back you and they shape it. So that idea gets developed enough to become a new reality. Those who are valued get to create value. And that leads to more results and more respect and more status. Loop to loop, up and up they go. The reverse trajectory is also true. Those who have low power get ignored or silenced. And then, even if the same words are used, so like, "That's so original," the tone says they didn't actually hear you or it. We're not seeing all ideas. So what do we do about it? Let's go to solutions. Let's talk about what not to do. I would suggest don't go in alone. And here's why. Roosevelt Moss Cantor of Harvard Business School studied only. So let's say the first woman leader in an organization, or let's say the only black engineer. And she found three things constrain their ideas. One, they feel watched, so they're super self-conscious. You try doing work that way. Two, they are excluded from all those social settings where trust and all that stuff happens, where, you know, work actually happens. And third, they feel extreme pressure to conform to the existing norms. So the thing is, most of us, and I can attest to this, when we're that only or first, it's not enough. We'll never break the barrier because we'll actually feel so much pressure to conform. Not because we're weak, but because we're human. We don't conform because we want to, but because we have to. Human beings are social beings. It's not about standing out in a crowd. It's about finding your crowd. As you find your people, you get two things. First, you get the power to incubate your idea. And second, you can grow it to be powerful enough to dent the world. Let's talk about incubation first. Some time ago, a young man on my staff shared with me how he had just finished helping his wife accomplish her greatest dream by getting her music published. I mean, this was a big deal to her. Literally published on Billboard. And then he wanted her help with his big idea. So he was asking, what could I change to make that happen? And I said to him, if the people around you don't support your ideas and maybe even shut them down altogether, don't change who you are. Change who you're with. Second reason to find your people, scale. Let's say you have a status quo changing idea. It's possible you could bend the will of the powers that be to you. It's just as likely that the status quo will want to squash, maybe even suffocate, that lovely new idea of yours. And now you can actually organize a crew based on what matters to you and what matters to them, based on their onlyness, and actually figure out how to scale that idea. So as you find your purpose, you find your people. And as you find your people, you find your power. These social, relational, human constructs, which I've just described, is what allows that individuality that we all have to actually be expressed in the world today as game-changing and power-changing. We often describe power as if it's, you know, personal. So we'll say, he or she has power. But power is not simply personal power, it's profoundly social. And it's this insight that can tell us what to do next. How do we enable the onlyness of each of us to come out? We create those spaces, those social constructs that lets people, including yourself, contribute from that spot in the world in which only they stand. That's how original ideas get their due. Each of us, each of you stand in a spot in the world only one stands in. And from that spot, your history, your experience, your visions, your hopes, everything that is you informs that perspective. It is that power of place, sort of like this big red circle that follows you around, that is yours, distinctly one's own, the source of ideas, compared to no one. And finally today, Black History Month is a perfect time to reflect on all of our Black heroes. Don't count the days, make the days count. It's not a quote attributed to a poet or novelist, but rather boxer Muhammad Ali. Both spiritual and lyrical, there's never been an athlete quite like him. He challenged not only authority, but the way we thought and lived, all the while becoming the greatest heavyweight fighter of all time, and inarguably the most important. Ali was Instagram and TikTok before they existed, endlessly entertaining, but serious and defiant. He made not only opponents uncomfortable, but our government too, refusing to support the Vietnam War, saying, you want me to go somewhere and fight, but you won't even stand up for me here at home. Muhammad Ali opened the doors for every athlete to walk through. One of my fondest memories, and one I'll always cherish, I'll never forget it, was shadow boxing Cassius Clay, who visited my high school after he won a gold medal in the Olympics. Rest in peace, champ. And have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast listeners, there's a new and inspiring podcast that you will want to add to your playlist, Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. During each episode of this podcast, they talk about inspiration, leadership, and management tips. Charlie Perkins and guests will also have fun and try to enhance your life in a positive way. Host Charlie Perkins shares fun stories and insight that you will truly appreciate. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins. Add the podcast to your playlist right now.